in the limelight.
According to reports, over 25,000 uniformed American terrorists, much more than the number of CENTCOM terrorists in Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, and the Persian Gulf region combined, have turned Washington, especially the area around the Capitol Hill and the White House, into a military barracks for inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kahan International. This article is published under the heading, Heart of International Terrorism in Fear of Infighting Among Local Terrorists. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. After long decades of disturbing the peace of world countries, destabilizing towns and cities, destroying the heritage of humanity, and decimating millions of people around the globe, the trigger-happy terrorists are finally being stationed where they ought to be. According to reports, over 25,000 uniformed American terrorists, much more than the number of CENTCOM terrorists in Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, and the Persian Gulf region combined, have turned Washington, especially the area around the Capitol Hill and the White House, into a military barracks for inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden and the formal kicking out of the defeated incumbent Donald Trump. It means the heart of international terrorism is trembling with a fear at the prospects of far greater violence and possible gunfights on January 20th. Following the storming of the Congress headquarters a fortnight ago by armed gangs incited by Trump. It is against the principal policy of the Islamic Republic of Iran to interfere in the internal matters of other countries. Nor are we in a position to judge the fairness of the American presidential elections. And neither we can foretell whether the Republican rogue, who for the past 4 years terrorized the world, would be acquitted or convicted of crimes committed in the U.S., not outside, where American presidents are free to do anything. Of course, we will be glad to see the terrorist Trump in handcuffs. We will also explore every avenue to see he and his accomplices get the deserving punishment for their unpardonable crime of killing the anti-terrorist icons, Iran's General Qasem Soleimani and Iraq's Abu Mahdi al-Mohandes. Besides depriving Iran of over $300 billion of revenues by intimidating other countries with sanctions for doing business with the Islamic Republic. As for the fears of gunfights and possible deaths in Washington and all over the U.S. on January 20th, although we condemn acts of violence anywhere in the world and we have profound sympathies for the ordinary American citizens, it is not our concern whether the Democrats use uniformed terrorists to crush Trump's fully armed supporters or the Republicans succeed in splitting army ranks to make troops go at each other's throats. Anything can happen in the next few days in the U.S., where the jittery FBI has warned of the potential for armed protests and bitter infighting in Washington and at all 50 state Capitol buildings ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration. And when this happens, to the relief of the free world, then the Americans should realize that history's most evil empire is in full spiral towards its impending doom, which means the birth of a new era in the northern part of the New World. Instead, the United States of America, that unlawfully expanded from the original 13 rebellious New England British colonies on the Atlantic seaboard to 50 illegal states, will be replaced by the same number of sovereign independent states where the black people, the Hispanics, the non-European migrants, and of course, the Native Amerindians will enjoy their birthrights. We're not daydreaming, but irrespective of whatever happens on January 20th or does not happen, we definitely desire the end of the satanic aspirations of the United States of America. It is time for the curtain to come down on America's international terrorism, which means any sane person in the White House should not only withdraw the U.S. terrorist forces from all parts of the world, but stop the persecution of peace-loving masses oppressed by the Zionists, the Takfiris, and the ruthless regimes of spurious states.